like to me.
Information, news, and entertainment on demand.
WSRadio.com.
And now, back to Reinvention Radio. Here's your host, Steve Ulsher.
Welcome to another edition of Move It Forward Monday, where we discuss or we acknowledge that life has its twists, its turns, its ups, its downs, its uh-ohs and oh shits, but that's not stopping us. On Move It Forward Monday, we discuss both the philosophical and the tactical tips that helps you take whatever you're trying to accomplish and move it forward. So I am your host, Richard Ote, and I'm here with Mary Goulet.
Hello.
Hello, and Steve Ulsher.
What's up?
So today, we're going to talk about finding your next. Finding your next. And I have a little acronym for that. You've heard me say in the past, kind of use a comet or, the Venn diagram overlapping things. But I wanted to give you this little thing that'll help with finding your next. So I wrote it down here. First, the N is, so basically this is in decision making on what you should do next, right? So the N is notice in your gut or your intuition, right? That mm-hmm. gut is specifically there. I use intuition more, but I said gut for you, Mary, because it's this notice what's going on. All right. And then you kind of, because when you're noticing those feelings, that's option one, notice what you're feeling, your intuition. E is examples in the market that are doing things similar to it. So in your case, you'd be looking for other people that are in leadership with soulful, something like that, right?
Right.
Okay. And then what you're going to want to do next is you hybridize or you crossbreed you and them without losing your identity. So now you trusted your gut first as to which one of these things you should work on. Second, you looked for examples in the market of people that are doing that. Third, the X is your hybridizing, or we'll get into it a little deeper, what I call trend stacking. So,
oh, yeah.
You know, and then the T is you thrive through adaptation. So you're in this new era, I just believe, and we've talked about it quite a few times, if you're just a commodity-based sale, if you're the lowest price, if you're the fastest or whatever, it's going to be a little more difficult to survive. The odds of you getting eaten up by an Amazon or a Walmart are just super easy. Your only hope is to be uniquely you and have relationships intact where, you know, it's more than just a price to get them. Because if it's just, you can just click a button and go somewhere else, good luck.
Right.
You have to have the relationship. So do you want to try to use one of you guys as an example?
Yeah, let's use Mary. That's a great idea. I love that idea. Absolutely.
Oh, brave Steve.
Okay, so you're trying to figure out what to do in, let's say, 2017. I know you've already been working on it. This is just an example, so it'll be a little free-flowing here. But in your gut, what have you noticed? What's your intuition telling you of all the options sitting there that you should do?
Definitely put my creative energy into my podcasts, iTunes, and getting more of my speaking out there to be hired by certain companies or whatnot.
So you feel like you have, I guess I should have asked first, do you feel as if you've covered all four of the things I've said prior
What's
to starting?
What's N again?
So N is notice in your gut, right?
Yes.
So you've done
that.
That's your thing.
Yes.
Right? So, but then do you feel like, for example, you've done E? Do you feel like you've looked for examples of other people?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, because I even had lunch. I've met up with my speaker friends from years ago, and I've been in communication, meeting with them. So, yes.
Okay. So X is the secret sauce. That's the trend stacking. That's where you take what they're doing, apply what's helping them be successful, but you hybridize it or crossbreed it with what you're doing without you losing you. So
yes.
Have you thought about what is it that you do different than all those other leaders?
Okay, so if we're talking about my speaker friends, my subject is specific to what I do, or are you talking about who I would present to?
So I'm wondering, based on that answer, if you got specific enough in the example, the first one, the E. Are you just looking at speakers? I'm talking narrowed down till you niche it down so much. Like people who talk about soul, and not necessarily they have a show called Soulful Sunday, right? But they're talking about soul. They're talking about go with the good. Like literally what everyone else does in the world is run from competition. You know me, fireman, I run right into it, and you become the leader of that space. So I'm saying maybe based on the way you've answered and tried to answer that hybrid question, and you said speaker about your examples, I'm wondering if that was niched down enough.
Okay, so would this be niched? If I am a speaker, since I'm a realtor.
The easiest way to sum up niche is who have you seen out there that you'd almost be afraid to talk to because they're doing something so similar, but instead of being afraid, you go embrace them and you try to do collaborate almost.
Okay, so I would, if it's about soulful stuff and go with your gut, then I would have to research that one element. But would it help to say, okay, let me be a speaker and a realtor to other realtors?
Well, it depends. You have to start. It all starts. We're trying to figure out what's next, right? So it all starts from finding your next. And those steps of the acronym are first, notice in your gut all the options you have. Which one do you really want to follow? Two, the E is look for examples in the market of people who are doing what you want to do and literally look to almost what you would consider competition, right? But in a normal world.
Right.
And now, but you know, if they're almost like competition, then they have people, they have the audience you're looking for. But we also all here pretty much believe in baking a bigger pie, the whole co-opetition, you know, 1+1=3, synergistic thinking, blah, blah, blah. So niche down literally to where you think it's someone that would almost compete. Now you're looking for someone, an energetic match, obviously, but that X is the secret sauce. That's the trend stacking. That's why I say you got to find that example out there of someone who's almost your competition. You find out all the things they're doing right, bring that into your business, and you just being you, right, is the secret sauce, right? So the trend stack, let's use an example. Instagram was bought by Facebook after not making one single dollar. Why? Because they were stealing market share of the number one thing that people did on Facebook. Pictures.
Pictures, yeah.
Right? So the trend stack was, for Instagram, was the trend of apps meets the trend of social media meets the trend of sharing pictures. The Snapchat was doing, or Snapchat looked and goes, hey, there's competition. We're trying to come up with something. They're doing pretty darn good. And they just stacked one more trend on top of it. They took the same thing, an app, stacked it on picture sharing or video, stacked it on top of social media, and then just stacked on scarcity. That was their secret sauce, was the picture disappeared. And it was, so it seems so simple, but those small nuances can make all the difference in the world, and which truly brings us back to that T and continuing from last week's episode of finding strength in flexibility, it's thriving in adaptation. So even though you're Catholic, I'm going to bring up Darwin for a second.
Okay.
Survival of the fittest. Survival of the fittest is not the strongest, the fastest, the wisest. It's the most adaptable. So you have to know what you're looking for. Know in your gut what it is you want. Notice what's going on out there. Run into what appears to be the competition. Be okay with noticing what they're doing right. The secret sauce is how you hybridize or trend stack together. Adapt. Constantly adjusting is your only hope moving forward. That's why I talk about doing next anyways. The chance to change and shift. Thanks again for listening to another episode of Move It Forward Monday. Take everything you've processed in your life, in your day, in this episode,
You just got dismantled. Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Ulsher, visit reinventionradio.com.
One person has the power to change the world, impact millions of lives, and leave a legacy for lifetimes to come. That person is you. In the New York Times bestseller, What is Your What?, Steve Ulsher, award-winning author and founder of the Reinvention Workshop, reveals his proven process that has helped thousands of men and women discover, share, and monetize the one thing they were born to do. Grab your free copy now at www.whatisyourwhat.com/free. That's www.whatisyourwhat.com/free.